Okay, we should probably start the intro, but I'm not really sure how to start when there's a million little things wrapped up into one sentence, but I guess we can start with saying hello and telling you who we are. So, hello, hi, I'm Haley.
Hi, I'm Mel, and we're the hosts of Flock Talk. We thought it'd be a good idea to do a solo episode with no guests to set the tone, as well as introduce ourselves so you know a little bit about the people you'll be hearing from each week.
So we've tried to record an intro episode a few times, and let me tell you, this is really out of our comfort zones. So you might be thinking, if this is so uncomfortable for them, why the hell would we want to start a podcast? Well, let me tell you, for the last few years, I've been telling Mel that we need to. And she's always like, no, no, we have nothing to talk about. No one would listen. We're not even funny. Anyways, so long story short, here we are, and we're going to do our best to contribute something, even if it's just to make you laugh.
Yeah, but because we think we're funny, no one else does.
So I'm not a public speaker. In fact, that scares the hell out of me. I hate sticking out in a crowd because, let's be real, in a group of people, I want to be the one asking the questions, hearing all the scoop, and knowing what's happening.
Yeah, we all like to know the scoop, not dish the scoop. Curiosity, you could call it. We want to know the stuff that makes people them, and it oftentimes gets the best of us. We always end up asking a million questions, and chatting away because we want to learn, and they probably think we're rude and prying, but maybe this is why a podcast is perfect for us, because we get to ask all the questions.
Yeah, we're probably gonna have to build a scoop on us, but for the meantime, we'll stick with this. This is good. We should probably lay a foundation of what is going to happen here on Flock Talk, but I don't really know where to begin. I guess let's start with saying that we feel like our lives and our experiences have brought us here. That sounds silly to say because it feels like we've barely experienced anything. But hopefully this can just be a teensy little part of the internet that makes you laugh, or maybe you'll be shaking your head at our ridiculousness. Either way, we're happy you're here and we can't wait to get flocked up with you.
Should we start with where the name Flock Talk comes from?
Yes, please tell us. Please elaborate on that.
So, I got married last November, two Novembers ago, 2018.
That's been a while.
And my bachelorette party theme was Let's Get Flocked Up. And, you know, like flamingos, flocking, let's get fucked up. And ever since then, we call our friend group the Flockers.
Yes. In fact, all of our group chats are named Flockers. Everyone, we are just the Flockers. Should we play a little get-to-know-you game and introduce ourselves?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we should probably just tell how we met and how long we've been friends. So we met in junior high, ninth grade?
I don't remember.
Okay, a long time ago, and we've been friends ever since. But, basically,
we connected because we're both rude. Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Yeah, we're both rude, and we're also both...
We connected? It sounds like we're dating.
Well, you are my wifey. Basically, we were being little bitches to all of our classmates, and we bonded over that. Throwing dirty underwear over the lockers.
No, it was when we were spying on someone who was cheating on her boyfriend at lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Some things never change.
And then she was in our PE class, and we were throwing underwear at
her. Oh, my gosh. Yep, sounds about right. Oh, wow.
Nothing's changed.
Yep, and here we are, fast forward, about, 8, 9 years? A long time. A long, long time. Okay, let's start the question game. So all, how about we just take turns asking and then answering?
Okay.
I'll start. What snacks would you grab from the gas station if you were going on a road trip? Oh, and a drink.
I would get a large Coke Zero with pebble ice in a foam cup.
Always the foam cup.
Sour Patch Kids.
Ew.
And a water bottle.
Essentially, ours are the same. I'd get the exact same Coke Zero, but I would add a little splash of Cherry Coke to give it a little flavor.
So delicious on a budget.
Yeah. Oh, ain't that the truth? $1.06 at Maverick versus, like, what is it at So Delicious now?
$2.36 or something.
Oh, my gosh. Remember the days of getting a El Doctoro at... Yeah. So delicious, and we'd have the exact change. It was like $1.57. Oh my gosh, the fact I know that is just
And I wonder terrible. How I gained 30 pounds.
So I'd get the Coke Zero with the cherry. Then I would get Sour Punch Bites, preferably the red, but sometimes I do like the blue. And then probably Cinnamon Bears. That's like a weird combo, the sour and then the spicy, but... It's good. You don't need it all together, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Okay. What's your relationship status, besides being each other's wives?
Oh, gosh. Just diving right in. Single. Forever single. All of my friends, well, most of our friends are dating, married, close to getting married, whatever, and I'm just here single, content. Oh, my. No scoop there. What's your relationship status?
Married for a little over a year, and we met on the Tind.
Oh, I can't wait till we get to dive into the Tinder dating stories. I cannot wait. That'll be a good time. Oh my gosh. Okay. What do you like to do for fun? What do you do for fun?
Fuck with people. Prank.
Well, since you let the cat out of the bag, you probably have to elaborate on the pranking.
So, we've retired the pranking a little.
I've seen we've scaled back a lot.
Yeah.
Like, immensely.
We used to be pranking every night.
Oh my gosh.
And to us, pranking is not like... scheming practical jokes. It was literally driving around town with like masks on. Like, what did we even have? A troll.
The troll. Hillary and Bill Clinton. The creepy skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
A gorilla.
Oh yeah, the gorilla.
You get the point. Masks.
Yeah. So we get fun. We make fun out of making fun of people.
Or spooking them. Oh, boy.
We're so rude.
Besides that, what do you like to do for fun? You and your husband, hubby, good old Kylie.
69.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Poor Kyle.
We like to go out to eat and shop at Nike. And watch TV.
What TV shows do you watch?
We watch Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I love that. I actually just started watching that. I found, like, I think there's 172 episodes on the A&E app.
Hell yes, we have it all on DVD, bitch. Oh,
DVD? I don't even know where a DVD player is. I don't think we even own one. Wow.
And recently I converted Kyle to watching Bachelor, so we've been watching that.
So do you watch it here with us and then go home and watch it with him too?
No, I actually went home one day. He thought I was over here watching it, and I walked in on him watching it by himself.
Gosh.
And exposed his ass, and so now we watch it together.
So what about us? So I think Kyle just needs to come to...
Yeah, Kyle just needs to come to the...
He can hang out with Owen. Viewing. Oh, wow. Okay. So, essentially, you're not very fun.
No.
Okay. Mine are the exact same, similar. I like to, you should have added travel to that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I guess we're the same, all in, minus the fact that I don't have a husband.
Basically.
Okay, next question.
Oh. What is the best vacation you've been on? Oh, wait, I skipped a lot, but
that's okay. Well, we just got back from a really fun vacation to Arizona. That was so good. I need to go back ASAP.
Yeah, it was hella warm.
What more can you ask for? The pool, sunshine, shopping, and some yummy bevs. Mm-hmm.
Baseball for an hour because we're...
It was boring. The game was like 8-0. No one was hitting.
It was hotter than hell.
Yeah, and there were no cute guys in sight.
So we bounced.
That was a bust. The funnest vacation I've been on, I guess it'd probably be a toss-up between when we went to Hawaii, I guess all of my fun vacations are with you, Hawaii with my family, or we went to Nashville last June for CMA Fest with all of our friends, and that was so fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Exhaustingly amazing, funly fun, and expensive.
Yeah, more. I spent more money on t-shirts than anything, but yeah.
I spent more money on nachos from the bar. That was costly. Or the alcohol at the actual concert.
Yeah, that was expensive.
What do you do for work? I guess that was part of the get to know you, but that we skipped that, and I think that's a big part of who we are and what we're doing here on Flock Talk.
Well, you see, I have a beautiful career over at the Plato's Closet here in town. I got hired there when I was 16 years old. It was my second job, and now I run that bitch. But I transferred to the Draper location, so
if you have any cute clothes, come and sell them to Mel. She'd love to buy.
I'd love to go through your stank ass laundry basket.
We could probably have an entire episode on the horrid things you have found in the clothing basket.
Security camera footage. Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Mel does the clothing. I raise four children. They're cute as can be, but the naughtiest little shitheads ever. I love them. I've had them for almost 4 years, and I'm also going to school, you know, gotta get the education, they say. Nothing too exciting. Okay. What? I guess it's you. My bad.
What do you spend the most money on?
My fucking car payment. besides that, I would say travel. I spend a lot of money, like, flights and hotels and...
Yeah.
That, or, like, our high maintenance stuff. Eyelash extensions, fake nails.
Fake hair. Too bad you can't fake being fit.
We're working on that.
I spend the most money on...
Lululemon.
Yeah, clothes. And that's probably what it is, clothes. Shoes.
Shoes. Speaking of shoes, would you like to tell our audience and our friends out there how many pairs of shoes you bought in Arizona?
Oh gosh, I think I bought 5.
I thought it was 6, and you were coming home with a total of 10.
Yeah, that's probably more right.
Yeah, Kyle, don't listen.
My suitcase weighed 56 pounds. Plus a duffel, plus a backpack.
Mind you, we were gone for 3 days? 4 days?
Yep, 3 days. And we thought it'd be a good idea to go shopping the morning of our flight, so.
Sorry to the hotel where we were supposed to check out at 1 and didn't arrive back till 1:40. You can see where our priorities lie.
And they even gave us a late checkout, so. Gosh. Sorry about that. Rosa, you couldn't clean the room. I apologize.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Are you a morning or night person?
Night.
I would say I'm, like, a in-between. Like, I like to get up early and I can be productive. But I can't stay up very late. You are the opposite.
Yeah. Well, because I stay up at night, therefore I'm not waking up early.
Yeah.
So if I go to bed at a decent time, I can be a morning person, but I'm more of a night person.
And by morning, she means 9 a.m.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you've been doing pretty good lately because you have to commute to work.
Yep. I have to wake my ass up at 6:30.
Now, if only we could get a workout in before at 5:30.
Yep. Mm.
That's the next step.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Let's do one more. You can pick.
Okay. What do you find hilarious that most people don't?
Oh. I think it is so funny when someone else is embarrassed or, like, they do something awkward and embarrassing and it's, like, they feel uncomfortable, so I think it's hilarious. That sounds so evil and bitchy.
Like, when someone trips and, like, falls.
Oh.
Or, like, someone, like, spills something on themselves or I don't even know.
Yeah.
I find it fucking hilarious.
We get
really rude like that, though.
Our humor comes from other people's hurt. Not hurt, but hurt. Other people, at other people's expense. How do you say, how do I say that?
Like, yeah, that's true. Which is really terrible. Like, it's actually really bad.
We promise we're nice people.
It's not bad if they don't know, but it's bad if they do know that we're laughing at them or making fun of them.
Speaking of embarrassing things, this isn't an embarrassing moment question, but the other day, I was walking to my car from school, and I was, like, walking in between the aisles, and I had, like, stopped for a second, and I just, like, kept walking, and this guy opened his car door just as I was walking past, and it, like, straight blocked me. Like, he didn't see that I was walking, and I didn't see that he was in his car, so I ran into his car door because it had flung open, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, and he just started laughing and didn't say anything, and so I just walked backwards and then, like, walked around the car. Anyways,
did he fall?
No. It just, like, because he opened it towards me. So, it's, like, I was, so I could have gotten in the car, you know? Not the other way. But he wasn't cute, so I wasn't trying to get in.
You weren't trying to fall and suck that dick off?
Oh, my gosh! No, ma'am. No. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, bear with us, y'all. We're so sorry. Tomorrow's Sunday, so y'all can repent.
Clean. I'm keeping it clean.
You can repent for listening to this on Sunday that you heard.
Repent to your fucking bishop.
Yep. Or whoever, you know, your higher power, whatever it is. Anyways, well, I don't feel like we have these earth-shattering stories that have happened in our life, but let's talk about what the friends or the people in our flock that we're creating. Are we creating a flock?
Yeah, well, we have
like a tribe. Yeah, we have our flock.
We
have
one. We just...
we want more people in our flock.
Oh, yeah. We need our podcast listeners can be flockers.
Yeah, we want to have a tribe of flocking flockers. Say that 10 times and I'll Venmo you $100.
Flocking flockers.
So, I feel like we're the same, yet in very different stages of life. Like, we're the same age, we're doing the same things, kind of. I'm going to school, you're going to school soon. Mm-hmm. But we're also, like, very different. So, hopefully that can bring some depth. Do we have any depth? I don't know. And stories, and Mel has, I will take this to the grave, Mel has the absolute best dating stories you've ever heard in your life. Like,
yeah, and they're not clean.
No,
they're not
edited or filtered. Just the
I'm not
whole
sugarcoating
truth.
Anything.
It's amazingly wonderful, and I don't know how I survived that time being her best friend, because I swear I went to sleep every night just praying that she made it home. I don't know
God
how.
God knows where I was.
But somehow we got there. But I think you can count on hearing about dating. I'm working on the dating thing. Oh.
Yeah, dating horror stories.
Marriage. You can talk about marriage.
Yeah.
You got some perspective on that. The Bachelor. Oh my gosh. I know that there's so many podcasts out there that talk about The Bachelor, but, like, holy shit. I want to punch Peter in the throat right now. Actually, Madison, too. Kind of upset with Madison.
Yeah.
So, just praying we get some closure tomorrow night on the finale. Hell. We can have more to talk about in that regard. And maybe we'll even interview some pretty badass people. We have a small circle, but I think the circle is full of
experiences.
And
advice.
We'll try our best to expand our circle to give some more insight.
Yeah, maybe we can have special guests.
Oh.
Like Oprah or something.
I was actually thinking Ellen. Oh, maybe yeah, Rachel Ellen. Hollis. I fucking love her. Rachel Hollis. I love her.
Maybe she can help us get our shit together.
Yeah. I need her in my life. But listen to our podcast, but also listen to hers because she is queen.
Yep. Or even just her Instagram videos.
Yeah, true. True.
We promise to keep it clean and appropriate. But let's be honest, that probably won't be the case.
So. We'll try, though. We'll put a good effort in.
Yeah. We'll keyword try.
Yeah. Emphasis on that. So, thanks for letting us ramble and listening. We hope it was worth your time. And if it wasn't, oh well, we're sorry. And
we're sorry you made it this far. And that,
you just heard a bunch of nonsense.
But you probably didn't,
so it's fine. And if you did, that's great. But if not, oh well.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all for now, bitches. We're out.